Have you ever thought about the things that you do each night and whether or not they're helpful to your future self? I know as much as the next person how much I love just sitting down at night and binging some shows that we're watching, but it's not necessarily the most helpful thing for the following day or to set me up for a really good day the next day. So today I want to share with you four super simple tasks to complete each night that will help you feel more organized. And each one of these only takes a couple of minutes, but it will make you feel so much more at ease to rest well that night and be ready to tackle your day ahead.
Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast.
Before I really got all of my habits and routines set up in a way that worked really well for me, it was my learning process. But I remember those days when all I was doing, I couldn't shut my brain off at night. So I would go to bed and my brain would just keep spinning on all of the different tasks that I had on my plate and when I was going to get them done and worrying about having enough time because I didn't think I had enough time because I was just trying to tackle too much. And I was never able to rest really well. I was waking up already overwhelmed and stressed about all the things that needed to be done. And it's a really hard feeling to go to bed that way, and you don't rest as well as you should. And sleep is so incredibly important. And we want to be able to go to bed and relax and get up into our day and not be stressed from the very moment we start our day. We want to ease into our day knowing that we're prepared and we can tackle it and it is just fine. And that is what I'm hoping today's episode will help you with a little bit. I'm hoping all of the routines that we talk about on the podcast will help with this because I know how I used to feel and how overwhelming everything was and how I feel now that I have my routines set in place. So I'm hoping you find value in all of it, but especially with this specific episode, because this is the way that we're going to be able to start to build those little habits at night to be able to be ready for the day ahead. And it's just one little step. It is really quick. They don't take long. And if even all four of these are super overwhelming to you at first, maybe you're at that season of life where these four, even though they're simple and quick to do, maybe they do feel overwhelming to you at this point in your life. And if they do, just start with one and just focus on that and build that into your nightly routine. And once you have that down, go to the next one and so on. And over time, you will be able to start tweaking your habits each night to be able to encompass all of these different things. And that will allow you to feel really prepared for the day ahead. And you will start seeing these little shifts in your life on being able to just feel a little bit more rested and also more prepared. So I hope that that is what you take from this. And I hope it's really helpful. So number one of what you can do every night to feel more organized is to look at your day. Now, this could mean a couple of different things. You can use a paper planner, you can use your electronic calendar, you can just grab a notebook, you can do a journal, whatever you want to do. But I want you to just take a look at your day and look at a couple of different things. You're going to look at how your day went, maybe what needed to change, maybe how you could have improved some things. Maybe it's things that you didn't necessarily get to that you need to just reschedule to a different day. And look at your timing. Look at if you feel like there was any time wasted or if you really enjoyed different aspects of the day. If you have anything on your task list that just needs to be bumped to a new day, it's not going to be the end of the world. It is just going to be scheduled into a new day. But taking time to review it allows you to really kind of do a quick recap, not to look at it in a negative light of, oh, I didn't do all these things that I was supposed to do and get stressed about it. But really, it's just preparing yourself for the next day. So once you kind of recap your day and kind of get a good handle on what happened, what worked well, what didn't work well, what you need to move to a different day, then you're going to take a look at tomorrow, just so you are prepared for your day. See if there are any time sensitive things where you need to be at certain times, just so you feel prepared for that. And kind of just like do a quick review of what you have coming up, just so you feel prepared. If you have anything, like maybe it is a really busy day, take a look at your priorities. What are you really going to focus on? Like, what are your non-negotiables? And what could be maybe like taken out or crossed off if you are able to do that? So you're just going to recap your day that you just had and then review your day coming up, just so you feel fully prepared. Number two is to take a look at your meal planning calendar. You want to look at this because you want to just double check that you have everything you need for dinner the next day. Now, if you don't have everything you need to decide if you are going to make that extra trip. I try to keep it to just one grocery trip a week, and we go through that in our meal planning episodes. But if you are not able to do that, or if you haven't implemented your meal planning routine yet, then you might want to just take a look and just be very aware of what food you need to stop and pick up, or if you need to make any swaps. There's nothing wrong with kind of changing your plan if you know that you have something else on hand that might make it a little bit easier, and then you don't have to stop and you can use up ingredients that you already have. So this is a good time to do it before you're stressed and having to decide on the spot. Do it the night before. Just take a look, see if you need to pick anything up, if you need to make any swaps, and also if you need to pull anything out of the freezer. This is a really good habit to have so that you never feel like you're just trying to like pull things out fully frozen and trying to thaw them out really quickly because you forgot to do it the night before. So just implementing this as a nightly habit that you do at any point throughout the night, then it just makes it really easy to take a look at that and pull it out if you need it and you're ready for the next day. Number three is to set out what you need for the morning. Now, this could range from a variety of different things depending on what your day looks like and what your life looks like. But some ideas might be maybe it is an outfit. Maybe it's your workout outfit or your work outfit. Maybe it is your kids' outfits. Maybe it's lunches. It could be your journal or a book. It could be your donation box. Like maybe you have your schedule set up where, you know, that next day you're going to be driving right by your, you know, local Goodwill and you're able to drop off your donation box that has been filling up over time and you can just drop that off on the way. And maybe pulling that box out so it's right by the door is a good way to do that. Maybe it is also finding your shoes beforehand. If you live in a household where shoes are a little bit messy and have not always remained in the same spot, for some people, this is really good. And you know exactly where your shoes are. And for some, it is a little bit harder and you have to really search for your shoes. So doing these steps, like you know yourself, you know your family. If this is something that would be helpful to do the night before, take just a couple minutes to do it the night before, because if for some reason you have some struggles of finding what you need, it's better to do it the night before than when you're trying to rush out the door the next morning. So this is a really good time to just take a few minutes and make sure you're prepared. And number four is to take 5 to 10 minutes each night to tidy up. This is straightening your couches. It's straightening any pillows. It's just picking anything up off the floor that might be there. It might be straightening your hand towels, your kitchen towels. It might be wiping down the counters with one last wipe before you go to bed. It might be doing something with your dishwasher, whether you're starting it or you're like finished loading it, or maybe it's unloading it because it's already clean from dinner. Maybe it's straightening the shoes by your entryway. Whatever it is, just take 5 to 10 minutes to just tidy up the house before you make your way to bed, because that is going to just make you feel so much better when you come down, or I guess come out of your room in the morning. Mine would be coming downstairs, but wherever you are, when you get up in the morning and you come out to a tidy home, it just makes your day start better rather than coming out to just kind of a chaotic mess. So that is 4 things that you can do each night, and you can build these habits wherever they work for you. So whether you do all 4 of these things right after dinner, maybe it's before dinner, maybe it is like after the kids go to bed, maybe it's right before you go to bed, like you get up off the couch and these are the 4 things that you need to do really quickly before you head to go, brush your teeth and shower. Whatever you're doing, find a time that works for you. And then if you can, try to be really consistent about the time that you do it. So if you decide to do all 4 of these things, you know, after dinner, after you clean up for dinner, and you just want to run through all 4 really quickly, just before you kind of settle down for the night, maybe that's a good time for you to do it, but try and test it out. Like maybe that's a time to do it and then try it for a week or two and see if that is a good time. And maybe you need to adjust, and that is okay. You never are doing anything wrong. It's always a matter of testing and tweaking and seeing what works best for us. But I believe that these 4 things will help you feel so much more organized if you just begin the habits of doing each of them every night at some point in the evening before you go to bed. So a quick recap, just 1 is to recap your day and review your plan for tomorrow. 2 is to check your meal planning calendar to see if you have everything you need, if you need to make any swaps, and if you need to take anything out of the freezer. 3 is to set out whatever you need for the next day. This might be outfits, lunches, journals for the morning routine, whatever it is. What can you set out tonight that will help you be prepared for the next day that you need for the following day? And last one is 4, pick 5 to 10 minutes to tidy up. This is just straightening things, wiping down counters, whatever you can do to just straighten up your home in your living space. This is not a big full 1 hour clean. This is just 5 to 10 minutes to tidy up your house so it feels organized and tidy before you go to bed so that you wake up to a clean and tidy home. And I hope that was helpful for you. I hope you implement at least 1 of these to start and you can build up to all 4. And maybe you want to tackle all 4 and your schedule right now can do that. It will help you feel so much more organized as you go into your day. And I hope that is really helpful for you. If you want to actually like take some time to build your 5 foundational routines that I talk about, this is your morning routine, your meal planning routine, your daily 7 home routine, your movement routine, and your budget routine. These are the 5 basic foundational routines that I think are super necessary to get a handle on and get organized so that you can feel better about everything else that is happening and coming at you in life. And one way to do that is to get the workbook that I created. It's an 8-week workbook and it's called Your Organized Life Blueprint. And that will help you build your 5 foundational routines in that workbook. So all 5 of those, you will be able to create and implement those over the course of 8 weeks. And if you're interested in that, you can go to yourorganizedlifeblueprint.com and you can grab a download and you can have it right away, or you can actually order it on Amazon. And then you actually get the physical workbook too, but that will help walk you through those five routines so that you can get them set up. And it kind of walks you through with some journaling prompts too, to really understand what it is you need so that it's crafted for your life, not anybody else's. And it makes it even better because then you can actually have the consistency because it's purposeful. So I hope this was helpful and I will see you on the next episode.
Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.